You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Brothers, if I can ask you please to fill up those gaps. There are some people that are standing there in the back. We don't want them to stand in the rain, inshallah. Try and make some space for them also. Alhamdulillah, I think today is a very joyous occasion. So first of all, on behalf of the entire community of Mayfair, not anyone in specific, we say marhaba to this official opening of Masjid Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this masjid a beacon of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a markaz of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, man bana lillahi masjidan banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds, oh kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever builds for Allah a masjid, then inshallah a house awaits such a person in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those who were part and parcel, even if it was a simple dua. Even if it was that we drove past and we saw, mashallah, new masjid is coming up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it asan and easy. Inshallah, we also get included. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not short of property in Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prime property awaiting us in Jannat. And you know, programs like this year where Kalamullah, Zikrullah, and Nasihat from our Mashayikh and our Kabirin, this is the currency that we build up in the Akhirah. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wassalam said, when these gatherings take place, Haffathumul Malaika. The Malaika, they envelope such gatherings. Ghashiyatumul Rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, His Rahma, is descending at such a large extent and such a large level, we cannot even imagine. Anzala alayhim sakina, and sakina and tranquility. And we're seeing it. Alhamdulillah, how peaceful it is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before the end of this gathering, you know, one is we ask ourselves, what are we going to get? So there's an angel that's stationed outside, and he's recorded every single person's name, the small child in the back, the elderly people that have been present here today. That angel is writing down every person's name, and he will say, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in a condition that Allah has forgiven all your minor sins. وَقَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. And Allah takes all our evil deeds and changes them into good deeds. So without further ado, look, Hazrat Mufti Sahib requires no introduction. No introduction. Everybody's heard him. And if you haven't heard him, then you must make some tawbah tonight. And you must listen. Must listen. Alhamdulillah. Lots of people tell me, Maulana, I spent a good several years in Mufti Sahib Sohbat and Company. And they tell me, Maulana, you're so fortunate you spent. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak gave the opportunity. Allah Pak afforded the opportunity. And what I learned under his guidance is something that is priceless. But those same people, I tell them, jab phal pak jata hai, to uska maza kuch aur hai. And alhamdulillah, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a lot of khidmat from Hazrat Mufti Sahib and his family throughout the globe. Not only here in South Africa, alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib has created a markaz in, and one is Markaz Sahaba. That is the Allah Pak take it from strength to strength. But Mufti Sahib has created a markaz in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in Zambia, in Mauritius, in every part, in every corner of the world. People know Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him sharf qubuliyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him ikhlas and sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long life with afiyah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow for his barakat to descend upon us for a very, very long time to come, inshallah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib will share some important advice and nasiha for us, inshallah, up to the time of Salatul Aisha, inshallah.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Maulana Musa Lahir mentioned, it is an auspicious historic occasion for us, mashallah, and our family members, our Haji Musa Kareem, Haji Hussein Kareem, and the entire family, that mashallah, today we are here at this masjid, Masjid Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala. And my brothers, in today's talk, I want to discuss the history of masajid. We will discuss meme, the letter meme, and we will discuss the challenges the Ummah are facing currently. So let us discuss the history of masajid. Which was the first masjid? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected Anbiya, messengers alayhi salatu salam, to build his house. Almighty Allah selected Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam for the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And 40 years after that, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, also by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Subsequently, we find that as enshrined in the noble Quran, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam reconstructed the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. And we see Masjid Al-Aqsa, again a Nabi was selected, and that is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, that he was responsible and designated to reconstruct Masjid Al-Aqsa. We come to the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this Mubarak, tonight is the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal. This month of Rabi'ul Awwal, O esteemed listeners, is the month of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the greatest, most beloved, most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. It is the month of Wafatun Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the month of the demise of the Master alayhi salam. It is the month of Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 53 years in Makkah Mukarramah, and now they entering who? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Thani Yathnain, the second of the two. In Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40, Almighty Allah refers to this incident. Thani Yathnain idhuma fil ghar. So he was the second of the two in the cave, said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. He's the second of the two when they entered Madinah Munawwara. He's the second of the two when they built the masjid. He's the second of the two on the musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even today, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda is the second of the two, resting next to the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My children, do we learn Arabic? See our brothers from Somalia, Ethiopia. Their children speak Arabic. You South Africans should learn. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, entering, and where Masjid Quba is, that area was known as Banu Najjar, the Najjar tribe, the tribe of the carpenters. The children went out and they took their duff, they took their small little drum. This is for children. And now they're making istiqbal, they're welcoming the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina. And what did they say, my daughters? They said, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. That we are the daughters of the Banu Najjar, the carpenter's tribe. Today is an excellent day for us, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is also included. Today you have become our honorable neighbors. So that is what they treasured the most. First thing was done to build a masjid in Quba. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the first block, and the second block was placed by Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. After some time, when they came to where Masjid Nabawi is, same thing again. You come to Africa, we're discussing the history of masajid. It's the first of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah. And in the time of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda, Egypt is conquered. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu is Fatih Misr. What do they do after conquering Egypt? Between 70-80 Sahaba, the oldest masjid in Africa. Go to Cairo, there must be some Egyptian brother here. Go to Cairo and go see what a magnificent masjid it is. 70-80 Sahaba sat together and they said, let us work out the direction of the Qibla. And that was the first masjid on the continent of Africa. Come to our beloved country, South Africa. How many of us even know our history? You must remember today you see beautiful Quran Sharifs here. When did the first Quran come to South Africa? We know Robben Island for the wrong reasons. You should know Robben Island for the right reasons and the Islamic reasons. Remember, it is the year that when Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah, Qazi Abdullah Abdus Salam, he was sent in exile as a political prisoner. And remember, he was here at Robben Island. For 13 years, he was sent in exile, incarcerated, stayed at Robben Island. He's a Hafiz, he's a Sheikh. From 1781 to 1793, he wrote the Quran Sharif at Robben Island by heart, by memory. The first Quran Sharif that came to South Africa. So ask the ulama of Cape Town, you will find that exact copy. Remember, is there preserved by them. But you know, in South Africa today, that chori, stealing has become the name of the game. So the original copy they took away and made a photocopy. And we come to the one, next one, 200 years before our democracy, 1794, he became the first Imam, Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah. And remember the masjid, the oval masjid in Buakaf that was established. Our first Quran you will find in that masjid. And the first masjid 200 years prior to our democracy. That is your history. Then you go to Durban, our Panja Javeri Vara. Let me speak like with Mehman here. So Musa and Hussein Bade Panja Sagain. Our Javeri family, they Johari. Johari means they used to sell, you must remember, jewelry. The Javeri family built the first masjid in Natal. You must remember, therefore they call Javeri. You know, we Mehmans, we corrupt things a little bit, you know. So that Johari, they made Javeri. You understand? So Shakur in Banwar, they left, or Porbandar, they left all the Nuktas there and they became Shakur. You understand? It's Shakur actually. Anyway, so the second masjid in Natal, you must remember, is West Street Masjid. You come to our province here, now all is counting, before Transvaal. Which is your oldest masjid in Transvaal? You go here, the masjid that is run under the auspices of Mia's farm. So you must remember Kirk Street Masjid, that is your oldest masjid in Transvaal. Your second oldest masjid is where I was born, Heidelberg. So there in Transvaal, Gauteng. So this is our history in South Africa. So we should appreciate. A nation of people that do not know their history will not be motivated for the future. You don't know your history, you will repeat the same mistakes of the past in the future. Our history, my brothers and sisters and listeners of Markaz Sahaba, is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e haqqani, the ulama-e rabbani, those who defended the deen of Islam at all times, all places. And it is written in red, with the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is how Islam flourished in all parts of the world. So that is the brief history of the masajid. Today people, non-Muslims, they phone me and they say, that we saw on TV, you Muslims, I think you're crazy, you know. I say, you ask whatever question you want, I got no problem. You say, why you go round and round the cube, meaning the Kaaba? So I said, my brother, we go round and round, you know why? When your clothing is dirty, then you place it in a washing machine. And then it goes round and round, and then it comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes, and he's there, expressing, displaying his love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ The person who possesses true iman is intensely in love with Allah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummu. You perform 50 tawaf, you come out from your sins and vices so cleansed and purified like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So we go round and round because we want to be cleansed and purified, not only externally but internally as well. So that is a brief history. I want to teach you the lesson of meme. This masjid, mashallah, Masjid Abu Bakr. My brother Hussein Karim, his brother Musa, they lost two brothers, they lost their parents. Our uncle Abu Karim, our auntie Amina, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So my brothers and sisters, masjid. What is the meaning of masjid? You must understand, we stand in the masjid, we sit in the masjid, we bow down in the masjid, but Allah say call it masjid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Every masjid in the world belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Why? Because Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounded, elaborated and told us authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. O Muslim, O Muslimah, you have impediments, obstacles in life. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. You want decisions in your favor. Tonight before you sleep, read your two rakat salat. Go into sajda after the salat. Masjid, the place of sajda. Allah loves it because when the servant is in complete submission and surrender, then remember he's nearest to the mercy of Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Then recite and beg and petition Almighty Allah abundantly. You're out of salat, speak to Allah in any language you want to and see what happens. Make this a habit. So masjid, the place of sajda. Mimbar, mim, masjid, plural masajid, mim, mimbar, mim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrates to Madinah Munawwara. Then there is a date tree. This is Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his yad sharifa, his dust mubarak, honorable, respected hand on that date palm, date tree. And that he was leaning on that the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba said, Ya Nabi Allah, we will build a mimbar, a pulpit for you. You see, mashallah, here also they got three steps, so there also they built three steps. So it's not we display our love only in Rabiul Awwal. Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, when I was in Iraq in 2000, so there I saw one book, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Al-Wa'iz Al-Bakka. So in there you will find all these incidents. He says, oh Muslims, what's wrong with you? Look at the date tree. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand mubarak was not going to touch it. And now Master alayhi salatu salam is going to sit on a mimbar mubarak. And the date tree started weeping, crying, sobbing. Lifiraqi hubbin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi Allah, you're not going to touch me again? Imagine till today, there is a fella there, but we don't know, because the video, the cameras are all there. So you must remember, it's called Ustuwana Hannana. The fella that was weeping, crying, oh Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep your head mubarak on me. That is love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a separate topic, my brothers. You know, when I was in Iran in 2013, I went to Shiraz. And if you go to Shiraz, then Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah is buried there. That Sheikh Saadi is a master of the Arabic language and Persian language. Now he wants to compile poetry in praising the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we asked Saadi, praise the master alayhi salam. So what he said? Balaghal ula bi kamalihi. The master alayhi salatu salam reached the highest of high. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. And we elevated your name, Ya Nabi Allah. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, Allah's name, then your name is taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. After adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So many examples you can give. So anyway, Saadi rahimahullah goes on. Balagalula bikamalihi. You have reached the highest exalted position. Oh Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kashafat duja bijamalihi. With your handsomeness and beauty, you have removed all the darknesses. Just now you heard my colleague, Qari Umar Bashir, Hafidahullah, reciting the praises of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Learn all this, my brothers. Then he spoke about the manner, the sublime character of the Master alayhi salam. Balagalula bikamalihi, kashafat duja bijamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Every great quality is found in you. You are the embodiment of that, ya Nabiyallah, ya Rasulullah. So what do we say? Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. And your character is so sublime and exalted. His pen got stuck, his mind stopped working. The poet needs inspiration. Saadi is worried. He goes to sleep. That night he sees the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Saadi, what happened? Ya Nabi Allah, my poem stopped. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed him, read, swallu alayhi wa alihi, read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command to each one of us, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, read abundant durood sharif, salawat upon me, O Ummah e Muslimah. The greatest gift for the greatest of Allah's creation on the greatest night and day of the week. Durood. You heard the words from a very young age. What it means, durood? When you study Farsi, Persian, then you will know durood means, my brothers, that when you have bumper crop, bumper harvest, you're going to make maximum profit in minimum time. So that is known as durood. We read durood sharif and we receive the optimum maximum reward in this world and in the year after. So understand the value of salawat and durood sharif upon Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meme for masjid, meme for mimbar, meme for mihrab. You see this here? We call this the mihrab. So what is mihrab? The place of fighting. So who the imam is fighting with? Qari Umar read salat. He didn't fight with anybody. So mihrab means the place of fighting. O Ummah, always keep your orientation. Keep your direction right. Don't let shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. You get shaitan in human form. You get shaitan in jinn form. They will come with their very, very impressive lectures, oratory skills, and they will divert you to the wrong path. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn yuhi ba'dhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. Quran is saying. So we must have our orientation right, our direction right at all times. Therefore I tell people, whether we're in the plane or in the train, make sure when we perform our salat, we are performed facing Qibla. Don't just come face anywhere. Because remember, for salat, we have to face the Baytullah Ka'bah Musharraf. So we have masjid, we have mimbar, we have mihrab, we have musalla. New musalla. But what is the real khubi and beauty of the masjid? It's not only the musalla, it's the musalli, you, my brother. Every masjid today, mashallah, this masjid is packed to capacity. So alhamdulillah, we say, but what about Fajr time? What about other times? Let me relate to you 3-4 incidents. I travel to various countries in the world. You go today to Uruguay. It's 4 million, 5 million people today. There is not a single masjid in the whole country. Whole country, no masjid. Allah gave jazai khair to our brothers from South Africa. They built a musalla and they sent the maulana, hafiz, everything. I was there about 2-3 different times on different occasions, Ramadan. So when I went there once, so I was delivering the lecture and it was between Asr and Maghrib. So 2 policemen came in. So I asked the maulana, kiski talash kar rahe, who are they looking for? There I don't speak no politics, there I'm a good guy, you understand? We only speak for Zahil and all this type of thing. So not like here, you see. So you know, she said, no, one husband, he bashed his wife up. So wherever the wife goes, they send the two policemen with. I said, subhanallah. If they give the wife husband hiding, then two policemen, South Africa, they kill the people, no policemen. So all that happened Maghrib time now. So I just made ishara to our brothers. I see these two policemen, one elderly, one youngster. I said, don't give them dates and that. Give them nice our samosas, bhajiyas and all that. Iftar time. Then Taraweeh came. You see, now we in the first of what we know what's happening. So after Taraweeh, now the policemen all went away, the ladies all gone, everything. Thereafter, it's all like new Muslims, you know. So thereafter, one youngster came, say, Mufti Sahib, you know what happened? I said, what? He said, the policeman read Taraweeh. I said, very good. Well, Bichara Muslim, not Muslim. He must be feeling tired. He said, Chalo, let me make some exercise also. Understood? So he said, no, you don't know how he read Taraweeh. So I said, how he read? He said, he was standing next to me. He started like this. He put his hand by his chest. Then he got tired. He put it here by his navel like. Then he got tired. He put by his side. Then after salam, he ran away. I said, my brother, you didn't understand. He said, what? I said, when the policeman started, then he was a Shafi. Then he got tired, he became a Hanafi. Then he got tired, he became a Maliki. And then after salam, he became a Salafi. These Salafis, they keep on running away. So you must remember this. So, see, brothers, we have such Kudrat Kakarishma, the manifestation of the power of Allah. When the Sahireen, they challenged them in Musa alayhi salatu salam, but they made mashura, let us wear long, long robes, and we will imitate Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Allah loved that. Allah gave them hidayat straight away. Wa ulqiya saharatu sajidin. 2 years after that, I went back to Montevideo. I said, policeman ka kya hal hai? How's policeman? Say, policeman ne to Islam kabul kar diya. See, you make naqal, but the naqal, Allah loves it. Allah gives you hidayat straight away. So that is Islam. So my brothers, today, you come to Indonesia where we are. We have more than 50 masajid there. When I come here, I don't know, I'm in Somalia, I'm in Pakistan or India or where. It's alles jermakar here, you understand? And this type of things here. So we don't know. But very good. We want diversity in unity. We want that. So, but when you go to the different parts of the world, I give you one incident quickly. You go to Andalus, Muslim Spain, where we rule for more than 780 years. Then my wife and myself, we just entered. I dress like this wherever I go. The police came. They can see me foreigners. No prayer. I said, fine. That masjid in Cordoba, Cordoba, if you read the history, who was there, which ulama, imams gave lectures there, delivered Jummah there. As far as the area goes, it was larger, bigger than Masjid Nabawi as well at that time. When we entered, people walking with their shoes, ladies with their miniskirts, the church choir is there playing their music. When we came in front, so the first of year is cordoned off. The musallas are still there. The mihrab is still there. Meem musalla, meem mihrab. But what do we find? The police came again, no prayer. So I told my wife, you just stay. They can't prevent us now. So we raised our hands and we made dua. Ya Allah, you showed us such masajid that were one of the best and the biggest in the world. But hamare shamat amal ki wajah se, because of our vices and sins, remember today we can't go to Haram Sharif. People say, so I say, it's because of our be'adbi. The musical tones are going on, the videos are going on, right by the Kaaba Musharrafa, right in front of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No person will be successful until you learn adab. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. Allah will snatch away his bounties when we have this respect and be adabi. So Allah took this away, so we cried, we begged Allah, bring us back again. When we are there, then the masjids are all open, so we must be there. So you can see both sides of the coin. We carry on with meme. Masjid Minarah. What is the Minarah? It's a symbol and sign. Hafiz Ibn Hajar, you are some scholars here. Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You won't find another Ibn Hajar according to some ulama. He wrote in Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz Sahaba, the first person to put a minaret on a masjid was Maslama bin Makhlad. Sahaba in Egypt, in Cairo, they were putting minaret. Today you must remember that Cairo alone is known as a city with 1,000 minarets. But the regime we got there now, you must remember the puppet of the Israeli regime, they have demolished more than 70 masajid in Egypt. Don't leave non-Muslims. We speak of so-called Muslims. We speak of Arab rulers who are puppets and selling out the Ummah. You must remember, go read the history, what happened now. 70 plus masajid were demolished in Egypt. I'm on live on air. So my brothers, you must understand that what is really happening in the world. So meme you got your masjid, meme you got your mimbar, meme you got your mihrab, meme you got musalla, meme you got musalli, meme you got your muazzin. Who is the muazzin? I don't know. But who was the muazzin? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. You know Sayyidina Bilal? His name Bilal, his father's name Rabah, his mother's name Hamama. He hails from Habasha. When the first Sahabi came and saw the dream, one hadith he narrated. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, lahu hadithun wahid. Ya Rasulallah, I saw the dream. The angel was teaching me. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ru'ya haq. Oh Bilal, render the azad. What honor he has, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. And then you go to Damascus, you will find there on the wall, Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru ma'alihi. He is the Muazzin of the Master alayhi salam and his Minister of Finance as well. Who is the Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma. The blind Sahabi, Abdullah bin Umi Maktoum. He was appointed by the Master alayhi salam. Where is he buried? In Babu Sagir, in Damascus. Both Muazzins of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there in Medina Munawwara, but both buried in Dimashq in the same graveyard. We've been there several times with Allah's help. Third Muazzin, listen, you in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we don't display our love for the Master alayhi salam only in Rabiul Awwal. It is the 8th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasan ihram. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. From Jirana, 30 kilos out of Makkah. Adhan is given, the children are playing, not Muslims. So they made naqal. I told you about just imitating. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who's this imitating? The children pointed, he. Abu Mahzura, come here. So he was 16 years old. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hadith sharifa, dust mubarak, honorable hand, placed it on the head of Abu Mahzura. Abu Mahzura said, this portion of my hair, I can't remove it. Love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adab and respect for the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Mahzura read, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the adhan. He became the muazzin, his name was Aus. He becomes the muazzin of Masjidul Haram, the greatest masjid. You go to Masjid Quba, who is the muazzin? Four muazzins of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happens? Sa'ad al-Quras. Your muazzin here, yeah. When there's some dirt, then you want the muazzin to pick up. No, my brother. من أخرج الأذى من المسجد بن الله له بيتا في الجنة. Hadith in Ibn Majah. You see dirt in the house of Allah, pick up the dirt yourself. Allah will bless you with a palace in Jannah. Remember the hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Qibla is in a southern direction in Medina. He told the people, with my personal money, with my personal assets, I am going to extend Masjid Nabawi. Sahaba, senior sinner, Sahaba objected. Leave the Masjid as is. He said, no, I want to practice on this hadith. Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds a Masjid solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will grant him a palace in Jannah. So I want a magnificent palace and with his own personal money, not collection. You know, we go for collection and that. No, he built with his own personal money. When I went to Paraguay, I told you of Uruguay. When I went to Paraguay, The brothers from Bangladesh, subhanallah, multi-millionaires. I had one, two programs there to ask them, who built this masjid? So they all looked down. So the imams have said, sab hamare bhai ne. Our brothers here, they never went outside. Everyone used their own money and go see what a beautiful masjid in Paraguay is. That is what this ummah is about, that we use our own resources. Let's go on with the meme. After Muazzin, so respect this Muazzin of yours. I don't know who he is. Al-Muazzinuna atwalun nasi a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah. The Muazzin is that person. On a day of justice, he'll have a long neck. It don't mean like a giraffe. It means he will walk with honor. He was calling people towards the house of Allah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. So Allah will give him that rank. Remember that. Then you have Mutawalli. I think my cousin here must be Haji Musa and Haji Hussein, I think. So the Ta'ain lahi nasiha daibah. So you must remember this. I just told them in our tal, like, you understand? So you must, my brothers, don't worry. So you must remember that Allah said, what is the criteria of the Mutawalli? Who is the Mutawalli? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it in the Noble Quran. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. Only those people are entitled to become the custodians, the trustees of a masjid. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. He must have iman in Almighty Allah. Iman in the last day. He must believe in all the articles of faith. We translate it in this day and this age. He must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You can't have a Shia, you can't have a Qadiani, you can't have all these crooked caps here. They're non-Muslims, they're out of the fold of Islam, we don't have to apologize to anybody. So you have to protect your masajid, you have to protect your constitution. That is what is required in this day and this age. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama salah. So you must read salat and make other people perform salat as well. Wa'at al-zakah. You wealthy, mashallah, you pay your zakat. See the next one. Walam yakhsha illallah. When you are the mutawalli, the trustee, you must not fear anybody. Fear Allah alone. Our problem today is, we want to please this one, please this one, please this one. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah, we want to please Shaitan. Shaitan will be pleased, Allah is not pleased. Allah wants devotion, dedication, sincerity. At all times, people can criticize us, but we must go on the truth. Then see how Allah will turn the tables in our favor. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. Quickly, this Masjid Abu Bakr. We can say radiallahu anhu as well, it's fine. So now this masjid has hukuk and rights over us. We are sitting in a masjid. I am posing the question to you. How many of us made intention of nafil etikaf? Now we look down. Say etikaf is Ramadan, bhai. That is sunnat etikaf, nafil etikaf now. So read now. Nawaitul etikafa ma dumtu fil masjid. Whenever you enter any masjid, you make intention, remember of nafil etikaf. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, when he migrated from India, Saharanpur, to Masjid Nabawi, it was his ma'amul before Adhan, his ma'azur, everything. Before Adhan is to be inside Masjid Nabawi, we saw many a time. Whenever Hazrat entered, he would say, Nawaitul Etikaf. So one student said, Hazrat, how many etikaf you made now? So see, Shaykhul Hadith, Rahimahullah, what did he say? Agar ek bhi kabool ho gaya hai Allah ki bargah mein, to humare behra paar hai. If one only is accepted, so we are also accepted by Almighty Allah. See, brothers. So whenever we enter the masjid, second one, idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. And even you, the madrasa teachers, you the appas, teach the complete dua. I'm amazed, astonished why we teach all shortcut business. Any masjid you enter, Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu ala Rasulillah. First Allah's name, then salawat salutations, blessings and peace upon the Master alayhi salatu salam. Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala rasulillah. Rabbi filli, oh Allah forgive me. Allah maftahli abwaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open your doors of mercy, envelope me. So read the dua completely. Open Ibn Sunni and all that, you will find all these ahadith there. So you must remember, we made intention of the nafil itikaf. We read the sudda dua. You practice on one sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We are human beings. We have shortcomings. We have weaknesses. Follow the Master alayhi wa sallam. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And your sins are forgiven. Next one. How many of us, the salat started, I think, Asr time today? Asr time, so we read Maghrib second salat, and then we read, now we read Isha salat just now, inshallah. How many of us read Tahiyyatul Masjid? So before your Isha salat, make intention to rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid. Every day, at least once a day, any masjid you go to, so perform Tahiyyatul Masjid. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So to my brother Musa Kareem, brother Hussein Kareem, the imam, I don't know who it is, but anyway, that's masjid, Bola Yudha Imam. Acha, mashallah. Name Imam sir? Muhammad Idris, mashallah. So our Maulana, Maulana Muhammad Idris, mashallah, is the Imam. So the point I'm making here is, start the sunnah tonight, start the sunnah from tomorrow. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Every Friday, take the Loban, take the Bakhur, take your incense and apply it in the masjid. Hadith, Kitabul Masajid, Ibn Majah. You will find it there. Second one, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, writes in Zadul Ma'ad that, you know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed a person who was Nu'aym al-Tabi'i successor, Nu'aym al-Mujambir. You know, India, Pakistan, you sell topi wala, you sell watch gari wala, like you sell socks moza wala. So he became Nu'aym al-Mujambir, Loban wala. That was his name. So you, Haji Musa, kadai Musa panjo. Musa to the chairman here, one chairman there, mashallah. So Musa is in the back there. Musa, Haji sahab, so you make somebody Loban wala here. In your, every Thursday night, every Friday, so you must remember, that must be your job. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab, remember who we met, alhamdulillah, he passed, great Mufti of Pakistan, he passed away in Shawwal 1976. He writes in his kitab, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. That we have abandoned and neglected the sunnah. So we salute our Haji Musa and our Haji Hussein and all of you. It is the ninth year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Masjid Nabawi, does not have physical light. No lamp there, no light there, no lantern there, nothing. Tamim Dari radiallahu an, the Sahabi who reports the hadith about Dajjal. So he came, he was in the darkness of the night. He used to sell lamps. So he hung up one lamp there, one day. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah, saw the masjid has lamps. Who put these lamps? So they all gestured, pointed, he, Tamim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so elated, delighted. Oh Tamim, if I radiallahu anhu warda, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah. So every cent, every dollar, every thousand you spend, Allah will give you much more, my brothers. Now, I want to mention one thing. Because in Islam, it is not our job to come here and just praise people. One crime was committed in South Africa. And don't fool ourselves, it's a major crime. وَمَنْ أَذْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Any person, any organization that closed the masjid, you have committed such a crime. It is unprecedented in Islamic history that we went to court to close the masjids. That's an absolute disgrace. It's a blot on our history. What our forefathers did. Go study the history of Mesfam. Go study the history of Darul Newcastle. Go study the history of Jamiat Ulama Transvaal when they started in 1923. Go study the history of Jamiat Ulama Natal 1955. What sacrifices they made. That is a blot. And I appeal to you again. Apologize to the public. Otherwise you can try whatever you hereafter. We make dua, Allah Jalla wa Ala guide me, guide all of you. And the last message I want to give all of you. Masjidul Haram, Makkah, is under threat. Masjidul Nabawi is under threat. From who? From the Kuffar Shia. Every day read 2 rakat salat. Allah mahfaz bilad al-harameen al-sharifeen. Min kulli su'in wa makruh. Masjid al-Aqsa is under threat. From who? From the Zionist apartheid regime. They want openly, it's not a secret, that you got the structure of Aqsa in front and you got Kumbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock at the back. They say they want to demolish that and partition the Masjid al-Aqsa as they did in Masjid Ibrahim Khalil in 94. So the front you Muslims will read and at the back the Jutlas will read. Ask yourself, O Ummah, don't rely on those Arab leaders. The puppets, they'll sell the Ummah out. You and the children of Palestine, that is what the children have said. I've been there several times. They told the apartheid regime, we children, we the fathers, we the mothers, yesterday, they went to the Bedouin Palestinians, 75 of them, the families, they obliterated, demolished everything, raised it to the ground. The world is silent. But a Muslim must do something. You're a terrorist. Is Israel not guilty of state terrorism? Is France not guilty of state terrorism? France was occupying Algeria for more than 150 years. And France murdered cold-bloodedly more than 1 million people in Jazair in Algeria. They raped our women in Algeria. But this Ummah is fast asleep. The men are busy with their Hollywood, and the women are busy with Bollywood, and the children are busy with Robin Hood. This is the shaitaniyat we've got in us. The same France, in 1922, officially, they made a stamp how they are decapitating Muslims. So proud they are, in 1922, that is what they did. So when you speak, tell them, go study your history. You are guilty of terrorism in the worst form. What you're doing in Mali now? Same thing. So my brothers, we have the best. Make this masjid, inshallah, a beacon of light. Make sure all our masajid remain open. Never again must any masjid in the world close. Remember that. In Lens, they told us, lockdown, lockdown. We went to speak to 2-3 of the imams, trusted. Say, this masjid, you don't close. We will be here. MashaAllah, the one masjid, 10 Fridays in a row. I gave lecture, I gave khutbah, I gave namaz, everything. So if you want to, you can do it. You must remember that. There's no excuse. Don't curry favor with people. Remember that. Say, my Allah must be happy with me. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be happy. That must be our aim. In the ending, we make dua. Like Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam made dua. After reconstructing Masjidul Haram, Baytullah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. So let us all make dua in the last 5 minutes we got. We thank our listeners, we thank all of you and we beg all of you to make special dua that Allah Ta'ala keep all our masajid throughout the world abad, protect it. I always say this one thing, let me just conclude. Go to Britain, go to Italy, go to France, go here, go, we've been told. So if you see this, you will see the churches are closing and the masajid are flourishing. If you say, I said it, no. We are biased, we are prejudiced. Go to BBC, they got the documentary, the rise of the crescent and the decline and the fall of the cross. The crescent, the moon, so the rise of the crescent and the fall, the decline of the cross. Christianity is finished. The Pope on air, I say, Pope, I challenge you, read the Bible in the original language from cover to cover. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So the Pope went crazy. Now he said, Adam and Eve all can get married. So if you've got such a Pope, then who needs enemies? Islam is the only solution, my brothers. So we have the best, share it with the rest. That is our duty, remember that. So we got 3-4 minutes, let's all make dua, inshallah. Make dua for our Haji Musa's parents as well, and their brother. Babu Janalo Yusuf, no? Babu, brother passed away, Yusuf, then Usman passed away, make dua for all of them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wa muslimin. Allahumma ansuril mujahideen fi kulli makan. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma shfi maridana wa marid al muslimin wa rahim mawtana wa mawt al muslimin. Ya Allah, our Haji Abu Bakr Kareem, our Auntie Amina, our brother Yusuf, our brother Usman, all our marhumin, grant all of them Jannatul Firdaws أعلى يا رب العالمين اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح ممدود وذل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب أهل البيت وحب أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم عليك بالشيعة ومن والاهم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.